My heartstrings are pulling like elastic bands. I know I should walk away from you, but boy, you got me something like a boomerang. I keep on coming back to you, though I try and I try to forget you. There's a feeling I can't cut loose, and I'm trying my best to move forward, but I keep on coming back to you. There are some times that I kind of wish that you and I were still strangers, 'cause I would be blind.
Well, the first day of C2C up here in London, and the first people we meet is Ward Thomas. Welcome, girls.
Hello.
Yeah, so, I mean, since the last time we spoke, so much has happened.
I know. It's been a crazy year, or like a couple of years, really. We can't believe we're back here at C2C, like on the sixth year. We remember the first year walking in, and it's just amazing seeing how it's grown every year. So yeah, it's just been incredible.
Because you've got the honour of opening it up on the BBC Radio 2 stage today.
Yeah, I know. We went on and sound checked, and it's really cool. Like the nice big old sparkly thing behind us, and it's
sparkly
a proper
lights.
Big old stage and a big old audience. So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I was there last night when they did the songwriter show, which was excellent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Maren Morris. She's one
yeah.
of my favourites. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And Liz
brilliant.
Rose. Did she play lots of old
Liz.
Taylor stuff?
She did. The audience sang every word, and she was
imagine.
Crying her eyes out. She couldn't believe it.
Oh, I can imagine
oh,
that being
amazing.
Really cool.
She ended up with Girl Crush, and that was it.
Yeah. Oh God, I can imagine. That'd be hard to. Well, I mean, how lucky that you have so many huge hits that the audience can sing them for you.
Well, that's it. And that's what's so good about, I think, country music in the UK now is over the last 5 years since C2C really kicked off the big the big time for country music over here. There's so many people know more about the music, the words and everything, and we know that the English look more into it than the Americans do, so, you know, that they love coming here.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Like, I swear, everyone who comes here for the weekend just let everything go and just have the weekend of their lives, you know, they can just be all country and
yeah, it's amazing.
Leave everything at home.
There's so many loose cowboys around.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
that's
true. We always love coming here because there's just all sorts of different people you meet.
From everywhere.
I remember our first year going up to a man to ask directions. He was wearing cowboy hat and, you know, American flag T-shirt. And I was expecting him to be from, you know, the deep south, and from Yorkshire. I was like, he came out with this Yorkshire accent, and I was like, oh god, didn't expect that.
I mean, yourselves and the Shires, I mean, you're just having such great success. You're on TV, you know, chat shows, you're on, you know, musical shows, and just everywhere these days, which is so great for British country music.
It's been completely surreal, and it's so good that we've been with the Shires. Like, us two acts have been, I think it's been better to do it together. It's been a stronger force bringing country music to the UK. And it's so exciting seeing everyone's responses and reactions to this music. And it's like everyone's been relieved that they're allowed to like it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's just developed, I think.
I think also it helps when, like, a lot of people see country music as an older generation of what they do, and a lot of young people, young artists are performing
and
writing
of young
country
girls,
music,
yeah.
And young girls, young boys, you know, and I think that's why a lot of people are being more drawn to it as well, because it's more of a all age limit kind of thing. It's not just an older generation.
And it's brought a new family. There's especially all these new young people writing. You know, they're getting fans on Facebook. They're meeting up at different gigs, and, you know, they're just becoming and sharing and helping each other. It's just wonderful to see it.
Yeah, that's so true. Actually, we've like heard a few stories where girls have become friends from coming to the same gigs of the, like, all of the sort of country scene, and it's really interesting. And also, it's a very big family sort of friendly sort of genre as well. You see lots of people that come with their mum and their dad.
Yeah.
And you don't see that very often, I think, in lots of different gigs, but we've met people that come with their dad, or their mum got them into the music, and it's just like, it's a new way.
Well, it's always been that way with rock and roll and rockabilly. Yeah. They follow their parents because of the dress and the music. But country music had a bit of a stigma with the old British country music clubs, where the children do not want to be seen with mum and dad dressed up as cowboys. Yeah. going into their British Legion club or whatever. But now it's the other way around. You know, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it is really cool. It is. I think also that fashions do tend to circle, don't they? So sometimes, so now all of a sudden it is really cool to wear cowboy boots. Like, you see them in all the high street shops.
I saw something the other day which was really strange. You've probably seen it as well, where they've now got summer cowboy boots, where you've got the top end, which is a cowboy boot, and the bottom is a flip-flop type shoe.
Oh my goodness, so, how does that work? What?
But you're still going to get sweaty legs, you know, when
yeah,
it's
you
hot.
Yeah, just put holes in it.
It looked really weird.
People in Nashville in the summer, it's boiling, and they still wear, you know, dresses and cowboy boots. It's just like
CMA Fest, we were there a few years ago, and it was so hot, and everyone was wearing shorts and cowboy boots, and it's just what it's
done.
Do
I think also, Nashville, the TV program Nashville, has made Nashville the place really cool?
Yeah.
And I think that's also why a lot of young people are getting involved with country music, is just all these media things are just showing them what it's all about. I mean, like, a lot of our young friends are going around America, like travelling around America, and Nashville is one of the most, like, prominent places they want
to
go and find.
Yeah.
And, like, stop off and see, because it has become one of the coolest places in America.
Hello, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lizzie, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm beside you at the mirror. Hi, do I look familiar? Would you believe that we were happy once? True, like an answered prayer, you were mine and we were in. Now I fight to find what's left of us. I give, I give, I give, you never take. I I bend so we won't break. I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've been running circles, always getting nowhere, putting on a show, but you won't see. I've been doing cartwheels, I've been doing cartwheels. Bright as a spark of light, I write our names across your night. It's only me who sees it fade away into shame, that I can keep you on its blame, that you don't even want this love enough to make you wanna stay. I give, you never take it. I still believe we'll make it. So I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've been running circles, always getting nowhere, putting on a show, but you won't see. I've been doing cartwheels, I've been doing cartwheels.
So is there a new single coming out?
Yes, Material will be the next single, and we just shot a very cool music video for it that
it's
will
very
be
different.
Yeah, and it's going to be cool. And then hopefully we'll have another single out probably in the summer, I think. I don't really know actually, but yeah, Material's the next single.
So are you planning to record a new album as well, probably writing or co-writing with people?
Yeah, well, we've been already writing actually. The last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, we've been we've had our friend Rebecca Powell and Jessica Sharman, who lives over here, over, and we've just gone on a massive writing retreat down in the countryside and written a whole load of new songs. And then at the beginning of April, before going on tour, we've got a couple of writing sessions booked in with some really, really cool people. So
hopefully by the end of the summer, we will have time to get
an album
start
together.
Thinking about it, yeah, again.
I mean, did you think, like, 3 or 4 years ago that you were going to be this busy and this, you know, successful?
No, definitely not.
We never know what's happening next. We just go along with what's going on. And yeah. I think that's what's great about it. It's like, it's always a surprise. Everything's always a exciting surprise. And yeah, and it's great that we're doing it together.
That's wonderful. I mean, I know after C2C, you're jumping on a plane with the Shires and off to Australia.
Yeah, CMC. Yeah. CMC. This time around. And then we get back and go on tour, so it's going to be busy the next few
Very
months.
Very busy. Good, good. And when does the tour start?
End of April.
First gig is in Guildford. G Live. On the 28th of April.
Ooh. And then it goes all the way through.
Just up the road from me. I'm like,
yes,
pop along.
Come along.
Come along.
Great, good. So, I mean, you're doing the videos. Any other things? Are you getting any music into films or anything like that?
Oh, we wish. Hopefully one day that'd be nice. I think that we'll just sort of Well, I don't know.
We've
hopefully.
Always wanted that.
Yeah,
we
be
always,
lovely.
When we write songs, we're like, oh, this would be really good for an advert or a film and stuff. And it, that's like one of the hardest things to do in this industry is pitch songs to production, yeah. TV production companies. But hopefully one day that'll happen.
I'm sure it'll come. I'm sure it'll come. So are there plans to do any touring in America?
No, no plans as of yet. I mean, we've got Europe and we've got Australia in our sights, but I think America's a new thing entirely that we'll have to treat separately.
Well, milk what you got now.
Step by step, yeah. That's how we go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's brilliant. Okay, girls, well, it's great to see you again, and good luck with the show this afternoon, and good luck with Australia, the tour. We'll catch you up on the road, and just great. And we'll go out with the new single, which is?
Material. Thank you
there
for having
There you go.
Us.
Great.
Thank
good.
You.
If all we are is material, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. If all I see is the outside, not the inside, it matters. Silence, why is there the silence when I ask you where you think we are and where we're going? Take me, I wish that you would take me somewhere brand new, 'cause sometimes I just worry. If all we are is material, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. If all I see is the outside,
Catherine.
And I'm Lizzie, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You call me when you need me. Did you really think that I would wait for you forever? If all we are is material, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. If all I see is the outside, not the inside, it matters, 'cause you're my entire you.